I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to My Millennial Investor. I know some of us haven't really gotten to know each other all that well. My name is Nick Bradley, and I've been hosting this show now for a couple months. And as we head into the new year, as the old is coming to close and the new is upon us, I wanted to just branch out. I want you to know that I'm a bit of a nerd in the fact that I love facts. I love trivia. Jeopardy is one of my favorite shows. Spewing useless information, as you would know as a podcaster, is vital to who I am as a human being. So I'm going to start doing fun facts. Every episode, I'll have one random fun fact dispersed throughout, sometimes at the start, sometimes in the middle, sometimes at the ad break. Who knows when it's going to be, but a fun fact that tickled my fancy for me to share with you guys. Today's fun fact. Did you know that an octopus will punch an innocent fish passing by for no particular reason? Well, now you do. And that was today's fun fact. Okay, let's get into the episode. There are not many companies in the world that generate the kind of cult-like fanboyness that have investors crazy, like electric vehicle maker Tesla. CEO and possible Bond villain Elon Musk has created enormous wealth for himself and people who are early investors, and he's made investors in Wall Street and Main Street literally buy into his vision of electric vehicles replacing combustible engines. And today we are going to look behind the curtain at Tesla, and we're going to figure out what it is that Tesla versus the world means. Because this crazy stock has risen and risen and risen, and we need to figure out if it's worth looking into for our portfolios as retail investors. So buckle up, because Tesla stock is a very volatile one. You are listening to My Millennial Investor, the show where I search the financial world for the most up-to-date investment ideas, market trends, and income streams so you don't have to. I'm your host, Nick Bradley. Let's get into it. So Elon Musk is a polarizing guy, to say the least. Right now, Q4 2022, he is doing some crazy stuff, especially over his new pet project, Twitter. And this, we are witnessing, in live time, possibly the most expensive stunt any human has ever pulled. Part of Elon's antics throughout his career have been as a polarizing figure, and using his image as the golden boy genius with the Midas touch has basically given him the opportunity to have free advertising for companies all across the board that he owns. And he owns quite a few companies. Richest man in the world. You can do that kind of thing when you're the richest man in the world. I think Elon fancies himself as the real-life Tony Stark, also known as Iron Man. If you don't know who Tony Stark is, I'm not sure we can be friends. But you can still listen. Let's move on. I do have to give Elon credit. It does appear that up to this point, he's done a great job as the face of Tesla and generating huge amounts of free advertising just from him being a goofball and sometimes a jerk. And sometimes, well, let's not speculate. He's done a great job getting free advertising for his company. For instance, here's an example. Tesla brags about the fact that they do not have to advertise. They have, in fact, however, as I mentioned, this crazy cult following of people obsessed with their company. And these people advertise for them. That combined with what I think are media plan stunts by the CEO himself generates buzz around Tesla. Here's an example. If you recall when Elon launched the quote-unquote Cybertruck, which, by the way, is not in production, I have a friend who put a deposit down like 18 months ago, and I'm pretty sure he hasn't heard a darn thing. I wonder how much money Tesla has in the bank taking deposits of people who, for 2 years of free money, money that could have been used elsewhere, is just sitting in Tesla's bank account generating interest. Anyway, so my friend put a deposit 18 months ago for a Cybertruck, hasn't heard a thing. He gets an email every once in a while saying, be patient, the world's best electric truck will be yours soon. And it had better be, because Tesla bragged about being the quote-unquote first company to develop an all-electric pickup truck. But now Rivian, was actually the first electric truck to the market. Then the Ford F-150 Lightning is in production and on the market. I've seen a few out there. And now GM has 3 electric trucks. And Tesla, with their first to quote-unquote market Cybertruck, hasn't put anything on the road yet. But they did have a launch day. Don't let that stop them. They have had their publicity stunt, Cybertruck launch day. And ahead of time, Elon made this huge deal about how it's made with the world's best materials and the windows are bulletproof and the windows are strong and the windows, it's like, who cares about the windows? Well, we found out why he was yakking up the windows, because he pulls this stunt on Cybertruck Day and he throws a brick at the quote unquote unbreakable bulletproof window. Tons of media watching, tons of fans checking in, and he throws this soft little brick. It wasn't even a good throw. It was like a mansy-pansy toss, and this window shatters, instantly shatters. And everyone's saying, oh man, look at the Tesla truck. It's so silly. Oh, he broke the thing. It's like, yeah, he did that on purpose. Who cares about the window? The point is, Elon doesn't care about the window. He cares about us talking about the window. He doesn't care that the window broke. You don't care that the window broke. He got free millions and millions of people publicizing Tesla. Good news is good news. Bad news is good news. Elon knows this. He generates hype by doing these kind of stunts. And everyone in the world retweets it and talks about it. If you don't believe me, well, guess what? Tesla, as I mentioned, doesn't spend any money on advertising, yet still sells out most of their inventory. Toyota, on the other hand, one of the largest car manufacturers in the world, spent, get this, $1.6 billion on advertising in the United States alone in 2021. Good mercy! $1.6 billion. Just in the United States in 2021. Now, you think Elon doesn't have placed stunts like breaking windows on purpose so that he doesn't have to spend $1.6 billion to sell a Tesla? That's a shocking fact, but get this. Toyota was 5th in advertising dollars in 2021. So there are 4 other companies that spent more than $1.6 billion to advertise their cars to just Americans. Meanwhile, Tesla, with their $0 because of people like me right now talking about it on a podcast, advertising for them, man, I feel like a sucker. Either way, you get people talking, you get your brand out there. They do make a good car. I've been in a few Teslas. I like the way they ride. I think they look okay. Say what you will about the electric car and the dirtiness of how it actually takes to extract a battery out of the earth. I'm more of a let's get fusion energy going kind of guy, but listen. Elon has at least been smart in saving Tesla billions of dollars per year by not having to advertise. So yeah, I think he is a marketing madman, and maybe just a madman, but it appears from the outset, ego aside, he did spend $44 billion on Twitter. So maybe that is his advertising strategy. Coming soon, Twitter by Tesla. Anyway, listen, we're here to talk about Tesla. We're not going to talk about how he blew $44 billion and is most likely going to bankrupt Twitter, but let's get on. Twitter is no longer a publicly traded company, so here, my millennial investor, we don't care what he does to Twitter. Let's continue talking about Tesla. Is it a good buy? Is it a crazy buy? Let's keep digging into it. One thing I have learned over the years is that betting against Tesla stock is a dangerous game. Even as I was prepping for this podcast, and yes, I actually do some research before this podcast, Tesla was the most shorted stock in the S&P 500 in October and November 2022. So there are a lot of people right now betting against Elon, primarily because they think that his attention is split between his dozen kids, Tesla, SpaceX, and Twitter. Okay, just kidding. He probably doesn't spend much time with his kids, but he does have heavy involvement in Twitter, and investors are a little nervous now about can he keep Tesla on the rails also. But zooming out, shorting Tesla in the last few years has not exactly been a prudent advice for the average retail investor. Tesla is not short of people betting against it, and it just so happens people who did bet against Tesla have gotten crushed. Listen to this clip from Jim Cramer on CNBC's show Mad Money. This is from 2010, Jim talking about Tesla.
Tesla's a sell, sell, sell. You don't want to own this stock. You don't want to lease it. Heck, you shouldn't even rent the darn thing.
You shouldn't even rent the darn thing. Jim has a bit of a reputation, especially right now on Twitter, with being one of the world's worst stock pickers. There's actually an ETF that has been filed. It's called the Inverse Cramer. So whenever Cramer makes a decision on Mad Money or one of the other CNBC shows he's on, this ETF is apparently going to short or do the opposite of whatever he has to say. Because in 2010, he said you do not even want to rent Tesla stock. Here is Elon's response just a day later.
Our own Jim Cramer yesterday said, I'm not sure that Tesla has a business plan that's going to work. It's not a smart investment. What do you say to the skeptics who look at where Tesla is, the money that you're raising, and they say, you know what? They've got a nice roadster, but they don't have a good business plan.
Well, I think, Jim, I'd say, yeah, sure, Jim, we're no best uns.
If you don't know, that is a great clip. In March 2008, the beginning of the great financial crisis, Jim Cramer went on air to his show, Mad Money, and he says, quote, Bear Stearns is fine. Don't take your money out of Bear Stearns. The stock price at the time was $62 per share when Jim told investors, do not take your money out of Bear Stearns. 5 days later, J.P. Morgan acquired Bear Stearns, now almost defunct, at $2 per share. So that's Elon throwing shade at Jim, saying, yeah, sure, we're no Bear Stearns. Like, Jim, you have no idea what you're talking about. Since then, since 2010, when Elon just threw some sweet shade at Jim because Jim said don't buy Tesla, Jim did prove himself wrong. In fact, Tesla stock price was up 11,355%, including this year's downturn, since Jim said don't buy Tesla. So besides Jim being a terrible stock picker over the last 12 years, decade plus, why was he saying Tesla was a bad buy? Why should we think, is it a good buy? Is it a bad buy? Is it just something to ignore? Well, we're going to find out right after the break.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
All right, welcome back. Why was Jim Cramer in 2010 saying stay away from Tesla? Because even in 2010, 12 years ago, Tesla was already an overhyped company. Let's look at some of the numbers. Numbers help us dictate as investors to make prudent decisions. And since we work incredibly hard for our money, we want to invest in companies that are going to make our money make money. That's why you listen. That's why I do what I do. That's why I look into all this stuff. That's why I'm consuming data and data and data to make great investment or at least good investment decisions for myself and then passing that information that I obtain on to you. We want our money to make money. And Jim's right. Tesla has been an overhyped company for 12 years. However, the stock price has gone gangbusters in those 12 years. So what are we to do now? Again, let's look at the numbers. In 2021, electric vehicle revenue by top manufacturers. Here it is. Volvo, bottom of the list, sold $189 million worth of EVs in 2021. SAIC, which I didn't know was a company, it's one of the big four car manufacturers in China. They sold 226 million of EVs in 2021. Mercedes-Benz, a respectable 228 million, followed by BMW, 276 million. Volkswagen tipped the scales at 319 million. GM, the American global boom, 593 million. And finally, Tesla, just shy of the $1 billion mark in sales, 936 million in worldwide sales in 2021. So Tesla right now is the largest EV sales company in the world, but that's taking electric vehicles. Guess what? Those other companies that I mentioned, they sell petrol-powered cars also. So if we add those gas guzzlers into the mix, what happens? Well, you would assume that they're going to make more money than Tesla, right? In 2001, Tesla had an insane market cap. Let's talk about market cap real quick. Market cap is a metric used to estimate the company's worth of valuation. It's calculated by taking the total number of shares outstanding, and you multiply that by the current share price of the stock. Tesla's insane market cap in 2021 was $1 trillion. They were, however, only a trillion-dollar company for one particular day on October 25th, 2021. They announced a partnership with Hertz, and the stock jumped 10% that day, and they joined the exclusive trillion-dollar club. The trillion-dollar club is a very elite group of companies. Very elite. Let me give you the entire list of trillion-dollar companies right now. You ready? Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Saudi Aramco, Alphabet, and Tesla. That's it. Six companies ever have hit the trillion-dollar market cap. And Tesla, even though they're now only about, $750 billion, they hit the trillion-dollar market cap. And they did that with only $936 million in sales? Something isn't adding up. Let's look at some other car company comparisons. Tesla versus the automotive world. Tesla in Q4 of 2021, as I mentioned, $902 billion market cap. They hit the trillion-dollar mark, and then they fell real quick after that one-day spike. So $902 billion. Compare that market cap to all the other car manufacturers together, combined, that I'm about to tell you. Electric vehicle maker Lucid, electric vehicle maker Rivian, electric vehicle maker NIO, Ferrari, Stellantis, BMW, Honda, General Motors, Mercedes, Ford, VW, BYD Group, and Toyota. Add all of those companies together, and you have a market cap of $894 billion. Again, Tesla hit the trillion-dollar mark. Every one of those companies combined, and you do not have the market cap of Tesla alone. But now add up all the gross revenues of 2021 for those companies, and you have $1.2 trillion compared to Tesla's gross revenue of $54 billion. So what in the heck is going on? Tesla's gross revenue is teeny compared to those stocks, yet their market cap is more than all 13 of those car companies put together. What is going on? Well, Tesla is a bit weird. In fact, it is a car company and it's a tech company. Wall Street looks at Tesla, Elon's little baby, and it evaluates it more like a tech company than it does a car company. And Wall Street loves to overvalue tech companies. So really, we probably need to look at other tech companies to have more of an apples and apples comparison. Let's take a quick dive into NVIDIA. Chip maker NVIDIA. If you've got a laptop, you either have a NVIDIA graphics card or you don't have a very good graphics card. Those are kind of the options for you. NVIDIA got close to the trillion-dollar club in 2021. They peaked in December 2021 at a market cap of $787 billion. So, seems a good comparison for Elon and Tesla. Last year, 2021, their gross revenues were $17 billion. So it's kind of on par. NVIDIA's earnings per share was 0.37. Compare that to Tesla's earnings per share of 0.13. So the tech company NVIDIA actually even overpowers Tesla. So comparing apples and apples. Compare Tesla to car companies, they're way, way overpriced. Compared to other tech companies, they're still overpriced. But hey, that's just using historical metrics. This is the future, and maybe we are living in Elon's world. Just for the record, I do not own any Tesla. I am too risk-averse to trade Tesla options because they're just so extremely volatile. Elon Musk does something stupid and Tesla falls. We find a new reason to love Tesla and the stock skyrockets. I do hope that his automated dream for autonomous non-driver semi-trucks, or lorries as the rest of the world calls them, I want to see that come to fruition because there's nothing more annoying to Nick Bradley, the driver, than when a semi-truck gets in the fast lane and boxes me in. I got places to go, people. Elon, please, if you don't do anything else, make that autonomous driverless semi-truck a thing. But in regards to your stock, I think I'm going to pass. But I will let you make that decision on your own. Do you like Tesla, the car company? Do you like Tesla, the tech company? Do you like Tesla, both companies? That's up to you. But historically, they are overrated, they're overpriced, and you never know what he's going to do in the future. But maybe that's just what Wall Street likes. This has been another episode of My Millennial Investor, the show where I search the financial world for the most up-to-date investment ideas, market trends, and income streams so you don't have to. I'm your host, Nick Bradley. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is produced and published by Oregon Trail Investor in the USA. All information is for entertainment purposes only. The brand My Millennial Investor is used under license.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.